Welcome to the podcast that brings you high voltage, intriguing information, as well as electrifying conversation on all topics, current, past, and yet to be. This is Phase to Phase.
The first step in avoiding the trap is knowing of its existence.
I've been having these weird thoughts lately.
Without change, something sleeps inside us, and seldom awakens.
Here are your hosts, Marcus and Drew.
That's just my whole, like, the main, like, RAM of my brain has been consumed of, like, this whole, like, all these mandate shit or whatever that's been going on, whatever. And, of course, it's just, like, nebulous for me because, again, it's not up in my face because I don't have it like that, thank God. Yeah. I don't have to worry about that type of shit. Yeah. But so I mentioned to Flonzo freaking that I wasn't going to be going to the movie because of the fucking mandates, right? He, like, hit me back, like, don't be afraid to take the shot, bro. Fear is the mind killer. So I fucking just went off. I didn't give him both barrels, bro, but I fucking was like, really, Flonzo? Like, motherfucker? Bro, first of all, you didn't even ask me what, like, how I feel about things, if I've been vaccinated, why I haven't been, why I have been, if I talked to my doctor, if I didn't talk to my fucking doctor, maybe I got COVID already and I have fucking this or that or whatever. Maybe I'm just the contrarian. I just fucking the minute for the giggles, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't fucking ask me one thing and now you're going to, like, assume that it's because, like, I'm afraid of something. Mm. And not just that I'm afraid of something, that I'm afraid of something that I should be, like, ridiculed for. Mm. Because it's something like, oh, don't be afraid, dummy. Like, duh, 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 duh. Only dumb people are afraid of, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it felt. I was coming out, dude. I pulled it back or whatever a bunch. Oh my God. It was one of those things where I typed out a whole thing.
The whole thing.
Like, erase all of that. Erase the whole thing. Yeah. It's articulate, but it's very mean. It was just very like, look, fuck you, dude. You haven't fucking talked to me about, we haven't had conversation one on this topic yet, dude. How dare you fuck it? You know what I mean? You assume that I have an opinion for a reason that you don't even fucking know, dude. You know what I mean? And frankly, to be brutally honest, dude, there's a lot of things I could have like argued about or whatever. Efficacies of masks and testing and comorbidities and T-cell counts and all that shit's out the fucking window with this mandate, dude. Because now it's not a science question or a health question. It's a fucking freedom question, dude. Mm. It's a fucking political question. They fucking made it political, dude. It's lame to me now because it's one of these things where it's like, okay, not only are we not having the discussion, it's not even about that anymore, dude. But that is a total like fucking under the surface fucking sneak peek into how people are seeing shit, dude. And that like their opinion is fucking wrong and that they should be like ridiculed for that.
Well, that's
whatever,
the othering that all these people all are pushing.
Yeah, yeah, dude. And it's hilarious to me that it's like, dude, this is... It's really easy when you're in the middle of something to like justify the very act itself. It's a lot harder to kind of back up. Perfect example. If it's like, okay, when you're locked into the details of it, you're like, well, yeah, like you should take this thing by force because it's going to be a greater good for all of
the collective.
And it's good for you and there's no downside and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. It's like, okay, I get that in the individual sense. Or if like you're all stuck on like an island or whatever, you know what I mean? Like you and like some survivors and shit like that. And somebody was acting all fucking crazy or whatever. And you fucking went and you shot him, you killed him. In that situation, dude, you're like, dude, I had to kill this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. He was going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to do that. But if you zoomed out, dude, and backed up from a moment and explained the actions that you did in a general, non-specific way, in an objective format, dude, they would absolutely disagree with your actions, dude.
O'Neal.
Yeah. Right, dude. Fucking Judas. And that's my point, dude, is that like when you're wrapped up in it, dude, it seems like it's not that big of a deal to do this thing or whatever because the situation kind of demands it, right? Mm. But when you pull back for a second and you go like, wait a minute, you want 80 fucking million people to take an experimental gene therapy. It's not even a fucking vaccine, dude.
Not
it's
in a gene sense.
Exactly. That people already have questions about and then distrust institutions already, whether they be governmental, scientific, over the last fucking year, the flip-flopping back and forth. You need masks. You don't need masks. You need three fucking masks. Yeah, exactly, right? And that's just one thing. There's a million fucking other things, dude. Fucking lab leak theory is fucking bogus, okay? And so with all of that stuff on top of itself, now you're going to fucking like mandate an experimental fucking medical thing. Like if you said that to somebody, they'd be like, no, not in America. You're out of your mind. That's fucking crazy. That's literally what's happening now though. But because you can justify it with the details of the unprecedentedness of the event, people are like, well, hey man, you gotta do what you gotta do. And it's hilarious. We're setting fucking precedent right now at an unprecedented rate. You know what I mean? Like, dude, we are fucking moving so far into like the changing of how things normally are, dude. And you know what? But that's the point. That's the fucking point of it, dude. Is this thing happened? Never let a good crisis go to waste, right?
Right.
Fucking, so, when this thing happens, it's the excuse to push as far as you can to do the thing you want to do. Now, granted, I don't even know why fucking some of these people want to do these fucking things or whatever. Of course, power, I imagine, is the fucking ultimate goal or whatever. Okay. But like, I don't even know where I'm going with this, bro. To be brutally honest, I'm just venting, dude. It's just. And what's lame about it, dude, is that fucking so many people are totally cool with it, dude. Like, I think the entire fucking continent of Australia, dude. I feel like I can't have this blasé fucking attitude about it, dude. Like I was telling you before, where you're like, oh, I just fucking sneak into the fucking movie theater, dude. And don't get me wrong, bro. I want to, dude. I want to fucking see this movie. But no, dude. It's like the Itchy and Scratchy movie, dude.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll see it in 50 years when I'm a Chief Justice of the Supreme Court with my dad. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, how was the movie? Ah, it wasn't that great. Be honest. It was the fucking greatest movie I've ever seen. Oh, my God. They had voices of fucking Alec Baldwin, Michael Jackson. I mean, they didn't say anything, but you could tell it was them. But, dude, I feel that way, dude. I feel like I've always kind of been like, yeah, freedom's cool and whoop-de-whoop. And now, dude, there's like a literal once.
Money where your mouth is.
Once in a fucking, not even once in a lifetime, bro. Once in like a century opportunity. Because like, I don't think it's too hyperbolic to say that, dude. That like, this mandate or whatever, which is kind of weird because he hasn't actually officially, I mean, OSHA just put forward the rules. But anyway, fucking, he's kind of doing this weird like two-step fucking thing going on of like, I'm going to make a mandate and then be like, well, I'm actually not going to do that. I'm just going to have all the companies fucking get out ahead of this mandate that I actually am not going to do because it's so unconstitutional. Yeah, that fucking,
I can't do it.
Yeah. I fucking can't do it, even though I'm doing a ton of other shit. So yes, this is, I feel like this is a once in a fucking lifetime opportunity to fucking give a middle finger to the fucking, to the system. It's like, no, dude, like, I don't care what side it would come from, dude. Mandating any of that shit, dude, to me is a fucking, is a line in the sand, dude. And like, I've already decided, bro, I am comfortable with being that annoying dude in everybody's friend. Every group's got one. You know what I mean? That like fucking like everybody's just having a good time and then they'll just turn and be like, hey, you guys know that fucking our financial system is not based on gold anymore, right? It's totally fucking a fiat. You guys know that, right? You know? Like, Drew, don't bring it down her. Don't fuck, who invited this fucking asshole? You know what I mean? That's always bitching about like freedom and like fucking like the founding fathers and whoop de whoop and fucking do. Like, okay, oh yeah, right. Yeah, what other conservative shit, Drew? That's me, bro. And that's, you know what? I'm fucking totally cool with that, dude. I would roll my eyes and be like embarrassed at that motherfucker at some point in my life back in the day. Not anymore, dude. This is just who the fucking I am, dude. I'm gonna not comply to the fucking end of the world with this thing, dude.
Can I ask you something?
Of course, dude.
What makes this particular vaccine different from any other vaccine?
Besides the fact that they're mandating it and that it doesn't have a ton of fucking data behind it?
No, just tell me everything. Oh, because... well,
that basically. Like, okay. Freaking, besides the fact that they're mandating it. So I'm the type of dude that if you mandate anything, I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and people are like, well, you have to mandate this and mandate that, and you have to have this to buy a car and this and that or whatever. It's like, well, yeah, but those are all voluntary things or whatever, right, dude? Like, there's sometimes like direct tax and indirect tax.
Well, you have to have immunizations like to put your kid in like public school.
Or I can just, but this is my point. So there's direct tax and indirect tax, right? There's things that I have to pay, like income tax.
Okay.
And I think that's a direct tax, I think. I might be confusing the terms. But and then an indirect tax is like a tobacco tax.
Right.
Like if I want to buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
I can buy cigarettes and spend the tax.
Yeah, there's a word for that. Yeah.
I think indirect's indirect. I could be totally fucking this up. The point is I have the ability to choose, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So what if I don't want to fucking put my kid into fucking public school, right?
Yeah, you can homeschool.
I can homeschool, right? Yeah. Again, the mandates and shit fucking is the number one thing or whatever. And these people are just like, well, shouldn't you fucking like, well, do you have like something against like vaccines? It's like, well, not in general. The science of fucking the technology and science behind vaccines is totally there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, I might have a problem with the shit that they put in it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Or maybe even the way of how they created it or tested it or, you know, that type of thing. Like there's aborted fetal tissue that's used in tons of shit or whatever, or even like monkey tissue and shit like that in fucking certain anyway, right, embryotic fucking like when they do like the because like the mRNA vaccines right now use fetal tissue for testing, not like in the actual thing, but like other things are absolutely in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're used to checking on chicken embryos. That's how the traditional traditional vaccines
totally are. Besides the fact that it's mandated, as well as the fact that like it's a totally experimental fucking, I don't say technology, because again, the technology has actually been around for like a little more than a decade. The long-term studies of this shit, we don't know anything, dude. And like, kids are getting fucking reactions and shit from it. We just don't fucking know anything, dude. And why would you like, why would you mandate a thing that you don't know anything about? And this is the other thing that really pisses me off. That's highly suspect for me, dude, is that why would you fucking mandate this thing that we know for sure either doesn't fucking work or fucking has bad reactions to people? Like, not across the board. Apparently across the board, it's like it does what it's supposed to do at the rate that they say it does, as far as like keeping people either from getting sick or when they get sick, it's preventing their
serious hospitalization.
Whatnots, right?
Yeah.
So if I have a fucking virus, dude, that basically, or if I have a situation where I have a 99.95% success rate, a survival rate or whatever, and the thing that I need to take to make sure I have 100%-ish, which is not even 100%, but a higher success rate of survival or hospitalization, is a thing that also is like 99.9% effective. Mm. So first of all, right there, the numbers are fucking comparable to where if I don't get it or if I do get it, it's basically the same. Mm. Now, if it was like fucking, you know, airborne Ebola or whatever the fuck, where it's like, what is it, like 25 or 50% mortality rate or whatever the fuck?
Crazy, yeah.
Obviously, you're going to take the fucking thing that only has a 99% effective rate and only going to give you 5% of or 0.5% of bad reactions or whatever on the big scheme of things. Obviously, it's not like an individual person's only going to get 5% of a fucking of reaction, obviously. My point is, dude, is if it was bad enough, it would be compulsory. Like, people wouldn't need the mandate. They would fucking be lining up to get it, dude. Yes, because they'd be seeing their neighbors and shit and be like, holy fuck, dude, Todd was fucking super sick. And don't get me wrong, that is happening. Some people are getting really fucking sick, dude. Some people are losing sensations, like smells and tastes and shit.
There's some long-term
gnarly
effects.
Nerve damage that they're fucking doing or whatever. But there's also damage that's happening from the fucking vaccine, dude. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's just like, dude, exactly. And so this one dude I got onto a fucking little Twitter spat with, which is hilarious because I would have been on his side if he didn't go off into the fucking deep end of shit. Because I said something and I was like, well, that's not true. Fucking da 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 da. You know what I mean? Like, I agree with all the shit you said earlier, but like that last thing you just said, that's not true or whatever. And he's like, did you know that there's more adverse reactions to this vaccine than any of all the ones combined or whatever? I'm like, okay, well, how many fucking – that is true. That is 100% true statement. Hmm. Do you know why? Because we've injected 300 fucking million people, dude.
It's a math thing.
Exactly, dude. So, but that doesn't negate the fact that it does happen. You know what I mean? So I'm one of these dudes who fucking has an opinion that's like so not on like the main of either of the two sides. You're not allowed to have subtleties, Drew.
Pick a side.
No, exactly, dude. Which is hilarious.
Spit-sitting asshole.
Same thing, right, dude? Fucking has your sore ass on that fucking fence.
Clip of It's Always Sunny where he's on the fence and they're getting pelted with eggs on both sides. Yeah, right. He's literally like, on the fence.
Stop it! I can't decide. I'm not jumping down my buddy's fucking throats though about like, did you get vaccinated? How come? Why not? Or even the other way around. How come you got vaccinated? You know, whoop-de-doo. Fucking did you know that this and that is bad and whoop-de-whoop or whatever? You know what I mean? But like at the same time, when my friend was fucking giving me shit about freaking, being afraid to take it or whatever, dude, I wanted to go back to him and be like, okay, did you even fucking talk to your doctor? Or did you just have the TV fucking tell you what to do? Did you just show up at one of these Walgreens? Or did you go to a fucking Raiders game and get a fucking, like, you know what I mean? And they're like, they've been offering incentivizations of like money and like Bruce Springsteen concert tickets and like just shit that I'm like, dude, this is fucking suspect, dude. Like, you shouldn't need to twist people's arm and give them a fucking goodies basket to go along with the thing you want them to do. You know what I mean? It should be fucking voluntary. It should be compliant. It shouldn't be a bunch of fucking Christian motherfuckers coming and pounding on your door going like, hey, have you given yourself to God yet? You're like, bro, I'll fucking come to that decision myself, dude. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for caring about my eternal soul. Thank you. Why do I need to get it, bro? That's my fucking question, dude. Why do I need to get it, dude? I'm a healthy fucking adult with zero fucking comorbidities, dude. And if you've gotten, hypothetically, whoever has gotten the fucking vaccine, you're like 90 fucking percent, like, so they say, 90% fucking covered, dude. Like, so why the fuck do I need it? Herd immunity? Is that you know what I mean? Like, is that the fucking thing they're going to get? Well, we've already been lied to about fucking, like, Mr. fucking Dr. fucking Fauci, the greatest, insanest of all fucking doctors, next to Dr. Jill Biden, of course. Freaking, herd immunity was going to only need to be up to, like, 50 or 60 or 70% or whatever. And now he's like, well, I mean, just like 80, 90, whatever. It's like, yeah, you keep fucking changing shit, dude. And it's not based on science. It's because of political shit, dude. It's because you're on the cover of fucking Forbes magazine and shit, dude. And looking like a fucking pimp, dude. And they just did a goddamn like National Geographic or whatever the fuck documentary about you or whatever. Like in some like weird backlighting with your face and shit like that. Like some weird omnipotent fucking like self-savior. Fuck this guy. What about fuck the whole system. That's my point, dude. Fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. Fuck this guy.
Oh, I need to get my fuck on.
For real, dude. Like, dude, and that's the other thing, too, that makes me, it's just one thing after another. And I'm like, no, no, nope, no fucking way, dude. Nope. I don't trust you, dude. I don't fucking trust you anymore, dude. You had plenty of time to give us fucking all the things and you lied. And then you admitted you lied over and over and over again, dude. The first one is when you said fucking that we didn't need masks. And then you're like, I just didn't want
anybody to go out and buy the masks because I needed all the first responders to whoop-de-whoop.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah, the first responders that you needed for this pandemic that now they're fucking firing in New York and replacing them all with fucking National Guards people? Have you heard about that? Why do you think 40% of the fucking entire fucking medical staff of New York is not vaccinated, dude? They were the epicenter. You'd think they would be like, oh my God, I saw it firsthand. There was cooling trucks with bodies in them. Remember the bodies in the fucking cooling trucks that they were driving around and shit? Fucking spare me, dude. Because if this was a fucking real pandemic, you wouldn't be fucking firing your frontline workers who last year you guys were heralding as fucking heroes, dude. Now it's like, oh, you don't fucking gonna get the papers, please? Axed. Papers, please. Gone. Fuck you, dude. So, no. It's not consistent. It's not scientific. Fucking my brain's exploding here, dude. Like, what else were you going to say? I kind of cut you off again earlier.
I was going to say, so most mandates, to my recollection, are vaccine or, like, regular testing.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah, that's how it starts. Yeah, exactly. That's how it's going to start. People who don't want to get vaccinated but are willing to do the freaking one test a week, I bet you they'll let you do that for a small amount of time, dude. And that's retarded too, because dude, if it was really a fucking pandemic that everybody was really worried about people getting sick, there would be no fucking exemption, dude. There would be no like, well, you got to get a test once a week. Dude, the Delta variant evidently is like 1,000 times more passable than the first variant. But this dude only needs to get fucking tested once a week. Not to mention, when was the last time we decided to talk about freaking the efficacy of the freaking tests, dude? Remember when they first brought it up? I don't know if you remember when the first fucking pandemic started to happen. When the first wave. Yeah. Now, granted, this was a while ago. They might have had different tests. Matter of fact, I'm sure that they've changed the tests since then. They were talking about like up to 30% incorrect reading rate. Dude, a third? Are you out of your mind? 1% would be nuts when you're fucking checking 300 million fucking people, dude, every week. Mm. So, dude, testing is stupid. Testing is fucking dumb, dude. Like, if you're really worried about it. Now, it might be good for, like, tracing and seeing, like, what happens with antibodies and how people react to it. But as far as, like, stopping transmission, testing doesn't do shit, dude. So the fact that somebody has to have either a, like, 90% effective, so they say, fucking vaccine or a fucking test – that doesn't do anything?
That doesn't help?
No. Like, what does that do? Like, okay, because granted, we might get a fucking wrong test, right? We don't know how the efficacy of the test, right? So right there, even doing the test to see whether the guy's got COVID or not fucking is already incorrect. Well, let's just say we have 100% fucking efficacy rate.
Okay.
The guy gets a clean test, right? Cool. He's good for a week, right? Mm. He's working for 4 more days in the work week, depending if he's not doing, like, overtime and he's not one of these poor schmoes like us, fucking. How many people do you think that dude's interacting with on a daily basis, dude?
Right.
Okay, but, so let's say the guy comes back positive for COVID.
Okay.
How long have you had COVID? At least fucking 5 or 6 days, because the last one you took was a week before, right? How many people have you come in contact with since then? Do you have any symptoms? We don't know, because most people are asymptomatic.
I see what you're saying as far as the effectiveness, but I was saying more so in regards to your mandate versus freedom sort of angle.
So you're saying that if there's like an alternative of getting a test once a week, then I should presumably, in theory, like
be more okay with it. It's not so okay much with of it. An actual mandate.
Yeah. Again, that's just the fucking carrot, dude. There's the carrot and there's the stick. The stick is the fucking vaccine. The carrot is like, well, you just get testing every now and then or whatever.
Okay.
I fucking guarantee you that's not going to last, dude. I mean, take the test. Yeah, that's great, dude. If you guys don't want to get vaccinated for whatever reason, like you have some weird thought about, or maybe the doctor actually gave you a fucking reason, hey, don't get that because you had multiple sclerosis or you had fucking – like this other dude fucking brought this thing up on Twitter or whatever of like saying like, oh, do you think the bans for the mandates, you know, whoop-de-whoop, like how is that like any different than the mandates? I'm like, One is fucking telling you, you have to do something from neutral point to zero, neutral point to one. The other one is saying you don't have to do anything, dude. So it's not the same, dude. Okay. I'm sorry. It's not the fucking same. This dude's like, it's just as tyrannical as a mandate. I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's fucking not. A ban on a mandate is just as fucking tyrannical as a mandate. I don't think so, dude. Because one is saying you compulsory have to do this thing. The other one is saying, no, you don't have to do that if you don't want it, dude. Yeah, which one's more tyrannical, dude?
I don't understand that.
I didn't get it either, dude. I think it's because
one of those people is just like, I don't want government doing anything anytime.
Yes, I think that actually was kind of what they were getting at. Two wrongs don't make a right kind of a thing. You can't mandate something by decree, just like you can't ban that decree with another decree. You know what I mean? If they had like articulated it that way, then I would have agreed.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it wasn't. So I gave them both barrels. The fact that we're having this fucking conversation in this country is driving me fucking absolutely bonkers, dude. The fact that a country that is like purportedly fucking freedom is part of our fucking culture, dude. Like it's like in the utmost like essential part of it, dude. Like down to the bare fucking essence, dude. And it's apparently spawned like an international fucking movement of freedom. And evidently we don't even fucking practice it. So if you're vaccinated already, you're already fucking protected.
Okay.
But you're the loudest motherfucker telling everybody else to get vaccinated. Now, the non-vaccinated, they don't give two shits about fucking if the person next to them is vaccinated or not.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
That's my point.
Okay.
And that's another reason why fucking this whole thing pisses me off. Because there's one fucking loud group of people who are like, get this experimental thing. Why aren't you fucking doing it? Fuck you. You're killing grandma. I have a right to not be sick. Not a right, by the way. Freaking. And then another group is like, I don't know. Whatever. Get it. Don't get it. I don't give a fuck. Seriously. Don't care. Fucking. I want to go back to work. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's always like little bits of people that are just like, yeah, why'd you get that? That's stupid. Didn't you know that 30% of blah, 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 you know what I mean? But for the most part, people are like, I just want to go back to work. It's fine. I don't care if the guy next to me is vaccinated or not. It's the vaccinated people that are like, why aren't you vaccinated?
But don't you care, Drew? Aren't you one of the unvaccinated that cares?
I don't care about anything, Marcus. You know, I'm a nihilist. I don't care about anything. I care about you. That's not true. I love you, Marcus.
Oh,
you're the only one I care about, though. Not all these other cunts out there.
Our listeners.
Oh, them too. Jeez. No. They all seem fucking like really. Like that George
you
Carlin.
Right there.
That's
I that's, like you.
Yeah, you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Cool.
You're cool. The old guy's just like gives him the thumbs up or whatever. Fuck you. I'm out. Yeah, that's like that George Carlin joke where he's like, you believe these fucking idiots out there? God, just lumbering fucking fat idiots just going in and out. Not you people. You people seem like you're relatively okay. But those fuckers, like, you know who I mean. He caught himself like, oh, wait, shit. Like, they're listening. You are them. Like, oh, no, you guys seem okay. You guys seem like you got your head on straight. But those fucking animals, like.
So, let me pose you a hypothetical.
Sure.
If this was air Ebola or yes. whatever.
Yeah, that's funny. I was going to go there, basically. Okay. Of like, if it was something gnarly, would I fucking have the same, like, clutching of pearls of my fucking courage? Would I have the same courage of conviction of whatever, of my fucking opinion about liberty in the face of some sort of fucking gnarly Dustin Hoffman, Cuba Gooding Jr. outbreak type shit? No. I think we mentioned this when we're talking to, Weaponized News, dude. And that's that, like, dude, for as much, you know, like complaining and crying and saber rattling and I'm not going to comply and fuck you. And you could from my cold, dead hands in the face of like a straight up fucking like, you know, Motaba virus, you know, with like 100% fucking. Yeah, dude, honestly, it wouldn't even have to be that bad. And you know what? I would even shut my mouth for probably a long time. As far as like if we're like constantly fighting it. But dude, it has to be a continuous thing though. I have to be able to see that my government and the institutions are not bullshitting me, dude. And are not having these like two-way fucking streets about like, well, this side of the street. Remember during all the hot zone fucking talks or whatever, like in LA and stuff, they would like literally shut down one neighborhood. And literally across the fucking street, dude, would be a bustling fucking, like, business with, like, you know, people touching and fucking, you know, coughing and shit. You're like, Okay, that doesn't make any sense. If this was a virus, you'd be terrified that these people are mingling together.
Yeah.
Same shit about firing the fucking the medical people and replacing them with fucking troops and shit, dude. Same thing about having fucking all the people in Hollywood or whatever, dude, who you see at the like fucking Met Gala or at the fucking all these like Hollywood jerk-off fests, dude, where they're fucking all the fucking help is all masked up, dude.
Right.
And all the fucking like big celebrity cunts are fucking totally fine not fucking having to do with any of that shit, dude.
Yeah.
That's my fucking point, dude. You wouldn't have these like legislative that say that Hollywood is allowed entertainer, and I'm not sure if it's just in Hollywood. This might be like a national thing where entertainers don't have to be don't have to be vaxxed or basically follow any of the fucking rules. But all the patrons, all the help, all those guys all have to do it. Like when Joe Rogan went and did his fucking like thing at New York, whatever, he doesn't have to be fucking vaccinated, but everybody else at the fucking thing has to be fucking vaccinated, dude. Now, granted, that's a whole separate fucking little thing or whatever. Maybe he has fucking contractually obligated. My fucking point is, dude, if this was really a fucking thing that people needed to worry about, there wouldn't be these exemptions, and I wouldn't then be losing faith in the fucking institutions and my government by going like, it seems like you guys aren't actually serious about this. It seems like you guys are using this for political fucking power because you know of the tremendous fucking shit you can gain from it, dude.
That's a juicy fruit you can squeeze out.
Yes, bro. You're going to get a lot of juice from that squeeze, dude. And so that's why I don't fucking want to get the vaccine, bro. I'd be lying if I said that I'm 100% sure that the vaccine is 100% safe. But I'm not like scared enough that I wouldn't take it if I was worried. I'm pushing back because of the shit that I'm seeing around me, dude. This is a fucking moment in our country's history and culture where
line in the sand moment.
Bro, we're going to look back at this as like, holy shit, dude, that was a crazy moment, dude. That was, oh man, things got a little out of control there. Sorry. Sorry about that, Todd. Oh, it's okay, Bill. We're cool now. Oh, we're cool now. Yeah, but goddamn, that was fucking crazy.
It couldn't have come at a worse time.
Fucking time, dude.
Yeah.
But that's just me. That's another episode for another time. Tune in next week. Same tinfoil hat time, same tinfoil hat station.
Same underground basement.
Right, totally.
Same tinfoil hat.
If you're receiving this, you are the resistance.
Do you enjoy the show and want to help it grow? Don't hesitate. Like, share, and donate.
You got
a lot of work for you ahead of this fucking with all this shit.
I don't know how much of this I'm going to use.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay. I'm sorry for just putting work in front of you.
Random side note.
Yeah.
Can you grow a beard?
Personally?
Yeah. You would look good with a beard.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted
from
to.
From seeing half of your face obscured and like imagining there being a beard underneath there.
Like this. Yeah, it fits.
It would work. That's awesome.
You know what? I kind of want to. Yeah. But
it'd have to be a good length.
It has to be. Yeah, yeah. It would probably take like short. A year or two, probably, huh? Yeah. Right. I'm almost ready to start doing that.
Like, I mean, I work for your friends.
That's a good idea. You don't really have should I try? I mean, yeah.
Winter's coming. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. On your face. Dude, she only comes on your face when you pay her to. Stripper name Winter.
That's fucking clever, dude. That is fucking genius.
Hi, I'm Winter. Yeah, sure you are. Watch out for friend Lexus and Porsche over there fucking pour me a drink.